for her sake. Her world is all aware. She reads omens in small happenings, the fall of a teaspoon, flurries of birds, a cat's back arching, words unspoken, wine spilt. She will notice moods in handwriting, be tuned to feelings in a room, sense ill luck in a house, take heed of ghosts, hear children cry before the sound has reached her, stay unperturbed in storms, keep silence where speech would spoil. Days are her changes, weather her time. Whether it be becalmed in cool mornings of air and water, or thunderstruck through nights where flesh craves and is answered, in her love knows no division, is an incarnation of all her wonder as she makes madness subside and all thought-splintered things grow whole again. Look below. She walks in the garden, preoccupied with paths, head bent. Beautiful, not at rest as objects are, but moving in the fleck of light and shade. Her ways are hers, not mine. Pointless to make my sense of her or claim her faithfulness. She is as women are, aware of her own mystery, in her way faithful to flowers and days. And from the window's distance I watch her, haunted by her otherness. Well to love true women, whose whims are wise, whose world is warm, whose home is time. And well to pleasure them, since last of all, they are the truth which men must tell. And in their pleasure, houses lighten, gardens grow fruitful, and true tales are told. Well to move from mind's distance into their aura, where the air is shifting, intimate, particular. And of true women, she whose eyes illumine this day I wake in. Well to mark her weather, how her look is candid, her voice clear-toned, her heart private, her love both wild and reticent. Well to praise and please her, well to make this for her sake.